Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It was just a horrific, deadly day in Dallas.
I can confirm at this time that the FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence.
I was, oh my God, something like really bad really happened. So I started like panicking.
Multiple rounds were fired into the building indiscriminately, into the lobby doors, the windows.
I'm being told by several workers, not from immigration, that there's a guy on top of the building at the law office that overlooks the INS office.
We're a country and a city that needs prayer.
We have team coverage here live on today's shooting outside an ICE facility in Dallas. If you're just now joining us, of course, we have a lot of developments from this morning's story as we're hearing more about what happened, the search for answers about why. We start with KRLD's Eric Bushman, who says the FBI is calling the attack an act of targeted violence.
Special agent in charge of the Dallas FBI field office, Joe Rothrock, says this is the latest act of targeted violence that the FBI is investigating. He says anyone with information should call 1-800-CALL-FBI to report it.
Any piece of information will be helpful, but this will be an ongoing investigation between us, a number of federal partners, and our local partners, again, to ensure that anyone responsible is held accountable.
Three detainees were shot. The Department of Homeland Security says the sniper fired indiscriminately at the building and hit a van where the victims were. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, Homeland Security is now saying one of the detainees shot died. Two others are in critical condition. As Kristen said, if you're just getting into your car, we've got a complete wrap-up of everything we have found out about this shooting. We've gathered all day long with our continuing team coverage. The Mexican consulate general has now weighed in. He's confirmed one of the detainees is a Mexican national. Ministry of Foreign Affairs reporting that the Mexican national is one of the wounded victims that are in the hospital. The consulate has contacted the victim's family to provide support and legal assistance. The North America unit chief conveyed their concern through diplomatic channels. They're asking for a full investigation, and they also want unrestricted access to that Mexican citizen.
We now know more about the man believed to be behind it all. KRLD's Austin York says the investigation heads to Collin County and Oklahoma.
The suspect has been identified as 29-year-old Joshua John of Fairview. As police closed in, John reportedly took his own life on the roof of the office building next door to the facility. John grew up in Allen, and his older brother described him as unique, although he would not elaborate further. John was also unemployed, according to his brother, and was supposed to move in with his parents in Oklahoma. His brother also says Joshua wasn't political and didn't seem to have strong opinions about ICE. He says he wasn't a good shot either, although he did know how to use a gun. His brother says when he saw Joshua 2 weeks ago, nothing seemed to be out of the ordinary. John was arrested for marijuana possession out of Collin County in 2016. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, it was an emotional return to the airwaves last night for Jimmy Kimmel.
If you're just joining us, we are preempting your regularly scheduled encore episode of Celebrity Family Feud to bring you this special report. I'm happy to be here tonight with you.
The big question, everyone wanted to know, were there any conditions to his return to the air? Well, Kimmel says, yes. As a matter of fact, there was one.
Disney has asked me to read the following statement. And I've agreed to do it. Here we go. To reactivate your Disney Plus and Hulu account.
And they laugh, but you know what? That was no joke to Disney and ABC. As experts say, those companies, they were just hemorrhaging subscribers to Disney Plus and Hulu, and that the company, the parent company, Disney, could lose billions in those cancellations. Then Kimmel got serious.
You understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it, and I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make, but I understand that to some that felt either ill-timed or unclear, or maybe both. And for those who think I did point a finger, I get why you're upset. If the situation was reversed, there's a good chance I'd have felt the same way. I have many friends and family members on the other side who I love and remain close to, even though we don't agree on politics at all. I don't think the murderer who shot Charlie Kirk represents anyone. This was a sick person who believed violence was a solution, and it isn't. Ever.
And then he talked about Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica.
I don't know if you saw this. On Sunday, Erica Kirk forgave the man who shot her husband. She forgave him. That is an example we should follow.
Yeah.
If you believe in the teachings of Jesus, as I do, there it was. That's it. A selfless act of grace, forgiveness from a grieving widow. It touched me deeply, and I hope it touches many. And if there's anything we should take from this tragedy to carry forward, I hope it can be that, and not this.
Hey, one thing, and he alluded to this during the show. He said Trump always says that he doesn't have any ratings. He says, I do tonight. And except in those 70 or so markets where Nextar and Sinclair own the ABC affiliates. They did not air the show last night, but you know it's on Hulu right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's on YouTube right now. This
I watched it. I thought it was that was the best part of it. I thought, you know, and he didn't really get too comical during the opening monologue, which I didn't expect him to. But I thought that was as good as you can do for a guy that probably realizes maybe he did touch some nerves that he didn't mean to. And so I think he was very apologetic. I don't know. I didn't have a problem with it. But
I
think him being taken off the air in the first place is kind of ridiculous.
Well said, well spoken.
Yeah.
And so now we move on. The question is, will we detect anything over the coming weeks? Is he going to rein it in a little bit?
And we'll have to see about that. Because the one thing we did see, I think the biggest thing out of this was Nextar and Sinclair don't seem to be too happy with ABC's decision to do this.
No.
And they want to make their own decisions. And you mentioned the markets that they're in and so on. It is about money to them. And maybe they're losing money or they think they would with advertisers.
Yeah, and those are mostly, as we said yesterday, those are mostly medium to small markets, those 70 Sinclair and Nextar markets. But there are a few big ones. You've got Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
Portland, New Orleans. There are a few. Micah
this
Parsons.
Is the one that the moment the trade was announced, everyone started circling week four on the schedule.
That's because Micah Parsons was traded to the Green Bay Packers, and the Packers are playing the Cowboys at AT&T Stadium, Sunday night, national TV. And we all know how this went down. But the question is, did it have to happen? Jerry Jones asked about that yesterday by the guys upstairs, 105.3 The Fan. Did he let personal feelings get in the way of working out a deal with Micah?
Absolutely not. Not at all. It was nothing personal. I told you I like Micah. And there was no issue regarding feelings relative to the negotiation, certainly not on my part. It was just par for the course. And the facts are the negotiation was ongoing. Now, people made a lot of that we weren't talking. I had on the table the best I could do, period. And really, I wanted to see if by chumming it up out there, that we could see what Micah might be worth in trade value. And that was the plan all the way through, quote, the negotiation.
Now, some people buy that. Others don't. But Either way, the Cowboys say that Micah will not be receiving a video tribute before Sunday night's game.
Of course. I mean, look, this was personal. There's no doubt about it. It may not have started personal. Maybe Jerry didn't feel it was personal, but Micah maybe did. And vice versa. Maybe Jerry did. Well, he went back on his word. I'm not going to
question
honor
is,
that.
Should he receive a video tribute?
The crowd's probably going to give him a nice ovation. It's funny. They did one for Zeke when he came back as a Patriot. So I think everybody's just getting video tributes.
I don't think I'd do a tribute for him, though. And it's because of what he said in the trade request. I don't want to be a Cowboy anymore. I think tributes are for guys that spent longer, won more than one playoff game, and it was just a cap casualty. We had to let you go. We love you. You know, we were in two different places as a player in an organization. I understand it. It was only four seasons. Chief, where do you come in?
Well, I'm totally with you on this. I'm curious if the Seahawks were coming to AT&T Stadium, would we do it for Tank?
Yeah, I think they would.
Has he met the threshold, perhaps?
I think they would do one for Tank. I mean, he had two contracts here, and I don't think that he left, you know, although he did make the comment, I wouldn't win in a Super Bowl in Dallas. He's winning one in Seattle, but
I think it's fitting, you know, how adversarial it became, how Micah Parsons was dancing, as fans were chanting Jerry Jones. I kind of want my organization to say no. If you really didn't want to be here and you're celebrating being somewhere else, that's where we're going to draw the line.
Amen.
Absolutely. Exactly. They're right. I mean, when the second he said, I don't want to be a Dallas Cowboy anymore, that's it.
And look, the bottom line with this thing is that Micah, I don't think that people have to wish ill will on Micah and wish that his career goes bad. But I mean, you don't have to give him a tribute. I'm kind of with them. I don't know why these tributes started popping up. I didn't even want a tribute for Zeke. I mean, it's not like this was Emmitt Smith or somebody.
Right, right.
Or one of the all-time. They didn't win anything with the guy. I mean, one playoff game or what is it, two. Either way, it doesn't matter. Just don't do these. Tank.
I will say this, though. I think Mike is going to come in here and tear the Cowboys up.
Well, that might be the case. But I am kind of interested at the reception he gets, because I think that there are a lot of fans that probably like him. But I think that he kind of did sour some people when he left, and the way that he left, and being so defiant, I guess, on his way out, and then being so happy when he's in Green
Bay. You got to give him just as much of the blame as Jerry.
Yeah,
sure.
There's no doubt that, like I said, the feelings were hurt there.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.